Hey, dear ones, did you know that you have a built-in compass guiding you to your soul mission with all the tools you need to fulfill that soul mission? Sound exciting? Then join me for a Soul Blueprint, the only certification program that reveals how to amplify your five spiritual gifts so you can consciously create a life and business of massive soul aligned success. Enroll now at AllisonScammell.com/soul blueprint. And you can find that link in the show notes. Hey ho, dear ones. I'm super excited to record this episode. Last week, I recorded an episode about how organic leads are not done for you. If you haven't had a chance to check that one out, we'll link in the show notes. And in it, I connected to a soul client avatar and asked them what they wanted for an episode for today. And this is the episode I plan to provide you. It's really part two of an episode I did for episode 121, where I was talking about your human design arrows and how you can make every day full of joy and creativity by following your human design arrows. And we'll also leave a link to that episode in the show notes, which I also highly recommend you check out. But in today's episode, we're going to get into the other two human design arrows because there are four. And in episode 121, I explored the two arrows on the left side of the chart. And in today's episode, we're going to explore the other two arrows, which are on the right side of the chart. The arrows are also called the variables or the four transformations, and they show us how we best approach routines, the environments we thrive in, how we best set and go after goals or our manifestations, and how we prefer to learn or take in information. So in today's episode, I'm going to be revealing which two human design arrows can help you manifest your dreams and learn new things at lightning speed, how to understand your specific arrows individually, and how the two arrows taken together point you to how you can manifest and learn at lightning speed. I'll end on an invitation that will have you making simple tweaks and refines in how you set intentions and process information that will lead to dreams coming true and your ability to integrate all the new things you learn. So please stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your spiritual gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide. Hello, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this global community of soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we are pursuing our soul-guided dreams while lifting up humanity. Find a link to join our closed Facebook group at AllisonScammell.com or in the show notes. Today, we're talking about the two human design arrows on the right side of your chart. That's on the right side of your headspace area. We will leave some links in the show notes where you can run your chart for free. And these are the two human design arrows that will help you to manifest your dreams and learn new things in a way that you can really integrate those new insights that you learn. So the top right arrow is called the awareness arrow. And this is how we learn, take in, and then recall information. So you may recall from my first episode about our human design arrows that each of our arrows either points right or points left. If it is left pointing, it has a more masculine energy. It's a little bit more old school, and none of this is good or bad. It just is. It likes systems, structures. It likes to follow a routine. It likes to do the same things. For example, if you have a left-facing digestion arrow, you might enjoy eating the same things every day. You don't like to be distracted while you eat. And right-facing arrows have more of a feminine feel to them. Some people call it that it's more in the new paradigm, the new way of doing things as we evolve to higher ways of living and being. I do like to say that those right-facing arrows may be sometimes a little bit more challenging to really express and to show up in as your natural right-facing feminine energy, because we do live and have lived in such a masculine system, structured, in many ways rigid world that we live in. But we are evolving to this more feminine, open, experiential, you know, more based on feelings and what you want to experience. But again, I have three left-facing arrows, and I love my left-facing arrows. And the reason why I love them is because when I align to them, I just feel good. It produces results in my day. It makes my day more joyful and more harmonious. So truly, truly, there is no good, there's no bad. It's just finding what's true for you. And we all have all parts of the chart. So there might be something I say that, oh, well, you have this left arrow and you don't feel like it works for you. You don't feel like you fit into this box. I'm going to be talking about a little bit later what to do when you don't feel like you align to your human design chart, which is totally natural. And this happens for sure. There are times actually where we evolve and we are ascended above our chart. So this chart is a map. But it's not a set etched in stone, right? It's a guide. It's a template that can be very, very useful. But of course, like anything, we don't want to interpret it too rigidly because then it's going to not feel aligned anymore. Okay. So we're talking about that awareness arrow. And this is like the arrow that we should all think about, like when we're sending our kids to school and how they're learning and how they're studying. So for example, if you ever enroll in Soul Blueprint, my signature certification program, and you want to learn about your five spiritual gifts and how your spiritual gifts relate to your human design, I give you a fair amount of information in that course. Oh, if you're interested, we'll go ahead and leave a link in the show notes where you can sign up for the waiting list, because enrollment for the new cohort will be opening up in a few weeks, and I certainly would love for you to join us. But okay, so let's just say you take that course and you're consuming information. You want to be able to consume it once, ideally, integrate it, and it's just part of you. You've read it, you've heard me talk about it, you've taken the things that are useful for you, and you're integrating it into your experience in a way that really serves you. Your awareness arrow can tell you and point you how to best do that for you. The bottom right arrow, I spend the most time, hands down, with my clients in their bottom right arrow. And oh my gosh, you right-facing bottom arrows, every time I tell someone who has a right-facing bottom arrow that their perspective, this is the perspective or the manifestation arrow, that when you set intentions, they actually shouldn't be that specific. It is such a relief for all my right-facing arrows, because if you take any sort of manifestation class or you read the book, The Secret, anything about manifestation tells you to get as specific as possible. And while it is true, specific orders into the universe can be super helpful, there's a way to put a specific order into the universe, especially if you have a right-facing arrow here. So this perspective arrow on the bottom right arrow, this is how we set goals or approach manifesting things into our experience. And this brings us nicely into how we can interpret our left-facing and or right-facing arrow. So going back to our top right arrow, awareness, how we learn, take in, and then recall information. If you have a left-facing arrow, you like details, specifics, and getting granular with how you take in information is what works best for you. It's good for you to dive in and really immerse yourself with the facts, as this is how you can best remember things. And then you are able to quickly recall and share them with others too. So staying focused on what's in front of you is your go-to approach for learning. And if your arrow is right facing for your awareness, you're more big picture learning, This is how you typically approach things. You look to zoom out and see things as a whole and approach learning in a way that's more fluid and free-flowing, not needing to get very detailed or rigid with the way you take in information. You have a gift for seeing the big picture and general themes that connect in a way that not everyone else can. So you will want to let go of that more traditional method of education and learn things in a way that takes in all the angles and let you create meaning and insight out of it. Now, this would be an example where I feel a little conflicted about my left-facing arrow of my awareness because I see myself as a big picture person, and I wouldn't necessarily say when I think about, like, when I'm reading a book, I tend to skim, you know, instead of reading word by word, you know, I use my intuition a lot. So I feel like I go to this big picture energy and move out. I think this is an example of where I'm evolving beyond my chart because I live such an intuition-based life that I'm getting intuitive insights and downloads, and I go with those downloads and move out. I'm also a splenic projector, so we get those hits in the moment. However, if I look at how I truly learn, and I am someone who loves language learning, if I look how I learn, say, a new language, I see my left-facing arrow showing up. This is a time where I do find it satisfactory to read word by word by word, doing flashcards, really getting into the gritty of the grammar. Having grammar rules helps me. I'm learning Dutch right now, and, you know, I guess the other languages I've studied are Romanian, Spanish, and French, and they're all Latin-based Romance languages, and they all have a grammar that really clicks for me. It really makes sense. It's not to say those languages are easy to learn, but I like get the grammatical structure. I get the word structure of your average sentence. The rules of those languages make sense to me. The rules of Dutch don't make a lot of sense for me, and I feel like it's just a lot of memorization, and it's a lot of repetition, 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 and that is challenging for me, and I think it is because I have this left-facing arrow. So you will find, as you live and breathe deeper into your chart, that you will align to things, and they will speak to you in certain ways. But then there are ways where you are evolving beyond it and you're not really following the chart as much. And that's totally okay. I think this is a good example with the foreign language learning because I'm starting Dutch from, you know, I started Dutch a couple years ago from zero. Like I barely said more than hello and goodbye. And so because I was starting something new, I think I relied on my good old-fashioned human design chart, you know, my arrows were really coming into play. But in other areas of my life where I'm much more advanced, like in my work, for example, how I digest information in my work and working with the spiritual realm is much, much more advanced. So that's an area where I'm probably evolving beyond my chart. Also, if you ever feel like your chart doesn't resonate, it could be that you have a lot of social conditioning. Maybe you had a parent or an authority figure in your life that was basically telling you you need to be something other than you are. You could be socially conditioned to not connect to it. So if you ever feel like there are aspects of your chart that you're just not aligning to, that's normal. And I really invite you to go into inquiry to really see and ask some questions about what's really going on. Okay, let's move on to the perspective or manifestation arrow. And this is how we set goals and or approach manifesting things into our experience. If you have a left-facing arrow, you are a specific manifester. You'll want to set specific goals and lay out a detailed plan to arrive at your goals. You know, I have a left-facing arrow here. That's why I love to do a detailed plan for the year at the start of every year. I find this very, very satisfying. So you want to release any shame or judgment you have about being incredibly specific. Because I think even sometimes in the spiritual discourse community, we're all about go with the flow and don't be too with your head down in the plan. And yes, that's true. And it's that idea of knowing that plans are living and breathing. They always change. But we left-facing arrows actually find groundedness. We find structure. We find energetic alignment in having a plan that we are unattached to. So just honor that. Making plans and spelling out your goals and intentions and visions is how they come to you. So do not be afraid to speak your crystal clear using numbers, using dates, getting specific, and putting those orders into the universe. Now, with intention setting, you always want to go with what feels good. Even if you have a left-facing arrow, you can sometimes get too specific. And whenever an intention doesn't feel good, you want to just notice that. Why doesn't this feel good? And certainly we want all of our intentions to be soul guided, coming from the heart. And when you're really tapped into your heart, it is highly likely that your heart is going to honor your arrow. And so if you're setting a heart-based intention and you're left-facing, it is going to be a bit more specific. So go with what you're feeling in your heart. If you have a right-facing arrow here, you are a non-specific manifester. So the details of your goals or plans aren't as important to you. You are someone who will likely be less satisfied about creating a yearly plan. So it's good for you to focus on the feeling behind achieving or receiving your intentions. How do you want to feel in your business, in your home, in your daily life? Having a general idea of what you're wanting is enough, and you can release any pressure to come up with a detailed plan or roadmap of how you want to get there. And for you, just creating a general intention of what you want is enough. But what I do like to tell my right-facing arrows here is that you will serve yourself by still getting more specific, but think about how you can get more specific in how you want to feel, what you want to experience. So if you're someone who feels like you want to set up a year that has you feeling harmony and it's harmonious to you, what does harmony mean to you? What does it really mean? What does it really feel like? Is it exhilarated? Is it calm? Is it both? So the universe does like specific orders, but following our arrow and the way we get specific details versus specific feelings and experiences is really going to help you align to how you bring your intentions into your manifest reality. All right, let's talk about how to bring these two arrows together. And certainly you can bring any sets of your arrows together. You can bring your manifestation arrow together with your environment arrow. But just for the purposes of these two episodes I've recorded, I'm just focusing on bringing the two left arrows on the left side of your chart and the two right arrows on the right side of your chart together, because I think these two pairings specifically show up powerfully in your business. So focusing on these two arrows on the right side of your chart, your awareness arrow and your perspective arrow. So let's say you're in business, and you can really plug this into anything you do professionally, and you want to launch something new. Let's say you want to launch a YouTube channel and you've never done YouTube before. So this is going to require you to set some intentions, right? What do you want to do? How many viewers do you want to listen? What do you want the platform to be? Like, what ideally would your YouTube channel look like in a year's time? And how would it fuel your business? Is this a way to bring in new leads? So you want to think about first, what would ideal success look like in, say, 12 months' time with this YouTube channel? You're getting so many viewers a month. These viewers are turning into paying clients, et cetera, et cetera. So that's where your perspective arrow comes in, getting very clear on the end state. what it is you want your YouTube channel to look like, to be like, to feel like, following your arrow, of course, how it's going to help your business to grow it, to earn revenue, to bring you joy, to enable you to serve others and be in your unique genius and all the things. Okay. So we're using your perspective arrow for that. So you want to, and I think this is sometimes what we forget to do. We get very, very excited about, I want to launch a YouTube channel. Yay. And then you do it and you do all the work, but it's not actually generating income for your business. It's not bringing in new clients. And I think one of the things, the traps that we fall into, is we forget to think about the end state. What is this YouTube channel, for example, going to ideally bring me and my business? And that's where your perspective arrow comes in, getting those intentions set. This is what I ideally want it to look like in a year's time, in 2 years' time. And if it's left facing, you're going to want to get quite specific. And you're always looking for the specifics that feel good to you, allow your heart to guide you to what the ideal outcome looks like. For you right facing arrows, you want to think about how you want to feel. Do you want your YouTube channel to bring in clients and customers? Well, yes. Then you want to feel abundant. You want to feel like this is an abundant revenue making part of your business. Do you want to feel like it's a way to really connect to your soul clients and customers? So you want to feel connection. Do you want to have a lot of videos released in a month's time or just a few? So you want to think about, like, how creative is this? How productive? And just really getting into the feelings and the experience. But it doesn't stop there. If you've never launched a YouTube channel before, there is a fair amount that you'll need to learn, take in, and then recall. There's a learning curve. And this is where we want to get our awareness arrow. And I really see it so often with my clients, is that they don't give themselves the opportunity to learn something new. And then when something doesn't go super, super well right away, they beat themselves up. So imagine that, hey, if you're learning something new in your business, anytime you're learning something new, which is a lot, I think, for most of us, imagine you're just like a little kid. You know, you wouldn't get after a little kid who's learning how to read or write, and then they make a mistake and say, why didn't you read that line perfectly? Of course you wouldn't. I have a 7-year-old. We read together every night before bed. It used to be I read to her. Now she reads to me. And she makes a lot of errors. I don't correct them all, but I just let my intuition guide me to correct a few of them. And I don't correct her. I just point to the word and I ask her to say it again. And then she usually is able to get it right the second time because she's learning. And this is how I'm helping her to learn. And we need to treat ourselves the same way in business. You don't launch a successful YouTube overnight unless you have lots and lots of money and you can hire lots and lots of people who know how to launch successful YouTube videos, YouTube channels. Most of us don't have that kind of budget, so we have to do it ourselves and we have to give ourselves permission and time and grace to learn. That's when we bring in our top right arrow, the awareness arrow. So if your arrow is left facing, You're gonna wanna get very specific. You're gonna wanna probably watch a lot of YouTube videos on how to launch a YouTube channel. Get in there, learn about how often you should publish, when you should publish, what's the right length, what's the right format. With a left-facing arrow, you might be kind of, templates might be helpful for you. It's just giving you a framework. Frameworks are helpful for you. Systems are helpful for you. So I would come up with a content production system that you can follow. So you know you're going to release a new video every Tuesday and Thursday, for example, and you have this system that you can rely on. If you have a right-facing arrow, you're going to want to be more in the big picture of it. Zoom out. What do you want this overall experience to look like? Be a bit more free-flowing. You won't want to get bogged down into the weeds of how you create a YouTube channel. You need to follow what your heart is calling you to and what would feel best for you. This might be an opportunity where you would hire someone or get help with, because sometimes, you know, it's a part of business. Every part of business has a nuts and bolts aspect to it where getting down in the weeds is really, really going to help you and at times even necessary. So this is when maybe if you have a virtual assistant, you have them do some research for you so you don't get too bogged down in the weeds, which is going to feel bad for you. All of these arrows require us at certain times to get help from others who might have their arrow facing in the other direction. So human design is not, and I repeat, is not just a map on how you work. It's actually one of the best maps out there I've seen, or energetic templates out there I've seen, that shows us how we are meant to work together. So if you and I were going to collaborate and launch a YouTube channel together, we would be an amazing team if I had a left-facing arrow and you had a right-facing arrow. So I could go down there in the weeds and be figuring all this stuff out, and you could keep us in alignment, looking at the big picture and what we want this overall experience to be like, feel like, so we really tap into that soul-aligned success with the beautiful YouTube channel that we're going to launch together. All right, guys, I really love the human design arrows. I don't know why. I just feel like these arrows aren't talked about enough. They're often called the four transformations, and I really feel like they are transformational. And I am giving you just wave tops, my friends. There's ways to go deeper and deeper and deeper into your arrows. And so I am just in the process of studying it myself using my left-facing awareness arrow. And so as I learn more, I'm really excited to share you. So be on the lookout for future Soul Guide Radio episodes all about our human design arrows. All right, guys, my invitation for you this week is to check out your awareness and your perspective arrows. Find out if they point right or left. And I want you to then think about one intention, bigger intention you have for your business. Get into that perspective arrow and start making some soul-guided intentions on what the ideal outcome would ideally look like, feel like. What is the ideal outcome of this intention? And then go back up to your awareness arrow and think about what you need to learn to really manifest these intentions and the right way for you to learn given your arrow. All right, that's a wrap for this week. I hope you've loved these arrow episodes. Let me know in a rating and review what you received from it. I would be so grateful. I would read your amazing words on the air. And as always, until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to deepen your connection to your intuitive gifts? Then it's time for 10 High Vibe Minutes, the ultimate daily mindfulness practice for soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In only 10 minutes per day, you'll keep your energy high vibe and aligned to your highest dreams while transforming your daily practice into a powerful tool to manifest big wealth and abundance. Get free access now on my website, alisonscammell.com, or in the show notes.